President Biden is getting ready to leave the country. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Led to South Korea, then Japan for a six-day trip, though there's speculation North Korea could conduct another missile test or even a nuclear one amid a sanctioned standoff with the U.S. But this morning, before he leaves, the president the leaders of the two countries trying to join NATO following Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
President Biden says he welcomes working to accept Finland and Sweden into NATO quickly.
I think we're going to be okay.
Turkey, a longtime NATO member nation, has expressed objections with the expansion. All 30 NATO members must agree on adding countries to the alliance. The president's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, believes those concerns can be solved.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The president's invoked the Defense Production Act to deal with a baby formula shortage to speed up manufacturing of facilities still open after a recall shut down an Abbott facility months ago.
To ensure that manufacturers have the necessary ingredients to make safe, healthy infant formula here at home.
He's also expediting more formula imports from overseas. The white 18-year-old accused of targeting black shoppers in Saturday's supermarket massacre has a court date today in Buffalo, New York.
Just 30 minutes before the deadliest mass shooting in Buffalo's history, the accused gunman shared his plans online, inviting a small group of people into a chat room on the messaging app Discord. 18-year-old Peyton Gendron described in detail his plans to murder as many black people as possible. No one alerted authorities.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Buffalo. COVID's been spreading more lately. The 208,000 cases reported by Johns Hopkins yesterday, the most in a day in a few months. In Massachusetts, a rare case of monkeypox, though officials say the public's not at risk. It's typically limited to Africa, but the man sickened had been to Canada. There are small outbreaks in Europe. Investigators there have found while monkeypox is not easily spread person to person, it may be sexually transmitted. America's listening to...
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Fox News. President Biden hopes to undo another Trump-era policy next week. Title 42, which was used to block some migrants from entering the U.S. illegally out of COVID concerns. If that happens... Republicans warn that'll lead to an even bigger illegal immigrant surge at the border, so a city in Texas is getting ready.
El Paso City Council planning to vote next week to enact a state of emergency that would allow the West Texas city to receive federal and state funding to address the border crisis. There are more than 234,000 migrant encounters in April. It's predicted as many as 18,000 migrants a day could come once Title 42 is lifted. Several attorneys general have filed suit seeking to delay the lifting, and a federal judge is expected to rule this week. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Gas prices pumped up again today, another 2 cents. AAA's national average for regular now almost $4.59 a gallon, a record high for a 10th day in a row.
And in some states out west, like Washington, Oregon, Nevada, they're above $5 a gallon. California, the only state above $6 a gallon.
Fox Business Network's Grady Tribble. Analysts at J.P. Morgan predict gas could average $6 a gallon nationwide this summer. On Wall Street, stocks could drop yet again as markets fall overseas. Dow futures down 300 points. The day after the Dow's 1,164-point plunge, its biggest decline since June 2020. The NASDAQ lost 566. In the NBA playoffs, an easy win for Golden State. The Warriors take game one of the Western Conference Finals, 112-87 over the Dallas Mavericks. On the ice, an overtime thriller in Carolina.
One-timer by Smith, blocked out in front by Trouba. Been on a long time. They score!
Ian Cole won it for the Hurricanes, beating the New York Rangers 2-1 on ESPN. In their second round opener, Calgary beat Edmonton 9-6. And the PGA Championship starts in an hour in Tulsa. I'm Dave Anthony.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.